This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
WBEN News Time is 7:24, and joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, Father Peter Santandrew. He is the Vice Chancellor of the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo. Father, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Have to imagine yesterday was an extremely exciting day, not just for the diocese, but also for you, knowing that it is an American Pope for the very first time that will be serving in the Vatican.
Indeed. I mean, that is something that I never thought I would live to see, or I didn't even really desire it, I think, but here it is. So we have to accept the reality and what a joyous reality that is.
And, you know, another thing on that, why have the most popes come from overseas, like Latin America and Italy? Is it just because of the location, the vicinity to the Vatican?
Well, I think two reasons. One is that the pope is first and foremost the bishop of Rome. So it would make sense that the bishop of a place would kind of be a member of the presbyter of the people of that place. And secondly, because the United States and all these other places are kind of like mission territory, or they have been for a long time. So it hasn't quite been that maybe the universal church has trusted the product that's coming out of these places because it's too new to the faith in some way. But I think that all that is behind us now, and we are now seeing that we had Pope Francis from Argentina and now Pope Leo XIV from the United States. So there is this kind of confidence in the outside world beyond Europe that we're starting to see the church recognize and tap into.
One of the most fascinating aspects of this whole thing is the importance of the name Pope Leo XIV. What is the story behind Leo, and what does it point towards the future for the Catholic Church?
Well, it's fascinating. I mean, the tradition of choosing a papal name is always to kind of give some kind of a signal of the kind of papacy or the kind of priorities that this individual wants to put forward. And so the last Leo, Leo XIII, was pope from the changing of the 19th century into the 20th century. A lot of his priorities were on human dignity, on the defense of the worker, workers' rights, and on the kind of responding to the transition of the Industrial Revolution. So I think that possibly today, Pope Leo XIV is looking at, again, how to interact with the modern world through a gospel lens, how to bring Christ and the message of human dignity into a world that is in transition again, that has its own things that it's trying to deal with. So I feel like in that mode, but also a mode of deep theological and prayerful reflection on these things, not just a reaction, but something that comes out of the tradition and is hopefully informed by what has come before.
And Father, we so often hear about less people sitting in the pews, less people going to church. What do you think this does for getting Americans to go back to church, getting back involved with the faith?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it looks like less people because we live in the Northeast. But, I mean, you go down to South Carolina, you go down to Texas, I mean, they're doing fine down there. So I don't think that it's a global problem or even a national problem. It's definitely a regional problem. But what will that do for our region? I'm not sure. It depends on what will be seen, because the Pope is, you know, he's the leader of the church. He's the face of our universal communion. But nothing here in Buffalo has necessarily changed in our leadership or in our kind of way of doing things. But it's yet to be seen how this will affect. And I'm hopeful that it will attract more people to the faith, to return to church, and to begin to fill up those pews again.
And speaking of Buffalo, what have you heard from congregants about their opinions? We've been playing some opinions all morning. Majority of people that have called in appear to be happy about the naming of Pope Leo XIV. What have you been hearing maybe among your fellow priests in the diocese or among the folks that are at Mass every weekend?
Well, sure. I mean, it just happened yesterday. So I did have an evening mass last night at a downtown Buffalo parish. And there was a lot of optimism, some cautious optimism, not knowing exactly what he would do given the kind of priorities of the individuals who shared those opinions. But we'll see. I really do think that there's a feeling of hope. There's a feeling of newness. There's a feeling of looking to the future and it being a bright future. So I think that hope and joyful expectation are the top ones that I've been hearing.
All right, Father, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, it is. I mean, what a day it was yesterday, indeed. Surprising, I think, to everybody to find out that the Pope is American. And continued well wishes to you.
Thank you very much.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.